Prisfat Betaine. I pronounce it correctly. It's fine. Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Fahed Batayne. I'm from .jo, the CCTLD for Jordan. Okay, my presentation is going to be about the rebirth of .jo and .al-Urdan, which is Jordan's IDN CCTLD. So a brief history. .jo was delegated on November 23 of 1994. Our IDN CCTLD .al-Urdan in Arabic was delegated on August 20th of 2010. Both TLDs are actually administered by Jordan's National Information Technology Center, which is the IT arm of the Jordanian Ministry of Information and Communication Technology. Part of NITC is to run and administer .jo and .al-Urdan. On April 4th of 2011, a new DNS office was established to run the day-to-day activities of both Jordanian TLDs. Prior to that date, both TLDs were actually the issues related to both TLDs were scattered amongst various departments within NITC. The office actually consists of three staff members, one CCTLD manager and two DNS officers. We are totally devoted to run the day-to-day activities of both TLDs, administratively, technically, policy-wise, and governance. Activities, other than administering both TLDs, we ensure best service provided to our registrants. We communicate with them either via emails or telephone, which is the regular way of communication. We approve domain names, let's say newly registered domain names. We ensure that we audit them and ensure that they comply with our registration policy. We don't have a open method of registration. We actually have a closed method in which we registrants should provide official documentation before we can approve a domain name. We send out financial invoices through email, and then we remind registrants that their domain names have expired. We try to be as active as possible in various gatherings related to names and numbers, one of which is ICANN. And we try to apply the best practices and trends in the names and numbers industry to our small registry. In total, we have six DNS servers and two caching servers with international organizations. We have one primary and one secondary DNS servers. Of course, we are a government-run agency, so we actually host domain names for government entities only. And we have two DNS hosting servers. We have a reverse DNS server and another caching DNS server for NS lookup queries. And then we have a DNS server hosted with RIPE NCC and another one with PSG. 1 year later, we managed to document all our six DNS servers. There was no documentation whatsoever. We wrote a comprehensive registry framework in both Arabic and in English to ensure that, like, an easy transfer of knowledge, or if we assume that we get, like, new staff members, they can just read the framework and get to know what exactly they're getting into. We managed to audit all these zone files and ensure that it had only necessary data. We also optimize the values found within these zone files to ensure that DNS querying is done the best possible way. Of course, we do have a registration system, but it is not connected to our DNS servers. It's not connected. It's a really basic system. So when a registrant registers a new domain name, it just goes into the database, and we have to actually insert the new domain name into the DNS servers manually. So we actually ensured that the domain names that were on the database complied with those that were found on the DNS servers. We did data cleansing for more than 4,300 domain names. Well, that is actually the number of domain names we currently have at .jo. We're a really small registry, but we're looking forward to growing. We found that many of the domain names, especially the ones that were registered like years ago, had outdated data on them, and we were unable to contact their registrants. So we actually we dealt with each domain name separately. We accessed the website that was connected to it, and we extracted all the up-to-date information from it, and we just updated our database accordingly. For those domain names that we were unable to locate any website, we just did a Google search and we managed to find some information. If we found nothing, we just left the data as is. And just like we'd assume that when the registrant contacts us, we can just update our data accordingly. Prior to the launch of new GTLDs, we actually outreached many intellectual property firms, entities who have a will to preserve their trademarks under .jo usually do that through intellectual property firms. We have actually around 15% of our domain names are registered through intellectual property firms. So we actually outreach them and explain to them the concept of trademark clearinghouse and how important is it for trademark holders to actually register their domain names under .jo, since the new GTLDs will, new GTLDs will be rolling out soon, and trademark holders will definitely want to register their trademarks. And actually, we found from our findings, we found that they have been quite active, and there has been a lot of trademark registrations going on these past few weeks. Even though we are 3 staff members, we try our best to ensure a 24/7 customer service. We work from home. We published our first annual report, and it was actually distributed on the CCNSO mailing list. The renewal rate of domain names was actually 66%, and prior to the establishment of the new office, at the end of last year, it was 91.5%, which was a good jump. Of course, the registration revenue increased by 51.42%. We conduct frequent amendments to our DNS registration policy. We do receive feedback from time to time from our registrants, and we ensure that feedback is taken seriously, and we reflect it accordingly. If we can reflect it. One of our second level domains was actually a .name.jo domain name for individuals, and that was retired due to the fact that many individuals just found that the name was too big-like, so they preferred using the .per.jo and .phd.jo. We just introduced these two top-level domains just recently. No registrations have been done so far because we have still not announced them, but that'll happen soon. The DNS office is a member of ICANN's Country Code Name Supporting Organization, the Internet Society, the Asia-Pacific Top-Level Domain Association, the Arab IGF Initiative, the Arabic Domain Names and Internet Governance Team, the Arabic Script IDN Working Group, and the .Arab, both ASCII and Unicode Steering Committee. These are our statistics. Summarizing it, we can see that almost 41% of our domain names are registered under .jo at the first level. Another 37.4% are registered under .com.jo, and the rest is scattered amongst the other second-level domain names. We can see that the renewal rate as of today, which is March 14, 2012, stands at 90.25%. Of course, our IDN has not been doing well. We only have 90 registrations, and all of them have been renewed. I guess one of the reasons behind that is that the Arabic language is a language that does not use I'm unable to find the proper word. So basically, when a registrant registers a domain name in Arabic, the name tends to be quite long. We do not use the initials, we can't say CCNSO in Arabic, so we have to write it as Country Code Name Supporting Organization. Our future plans. One of the main problems at .jo is that the prices of our domain names are quite high, and we do receive a lot of complaints about that. But since we're a government-driven agency, changes tend to take longer than we expect. We actually did submit a new pricing schema. We haven't heard back from the government yet. We have to promote and market both our top-level domains, especially our IDN CCTLD. We have plans on outreaching service providers regarding .per for .jo for individuals and .phd.jo for PhD holders, in which We want them to give registrants web space and emails along with the domain name for a minimal fee, just as means to encourage individuals in Jordan to register under these two extensions. Of course, we have plans on deploying the NSX soon. It's one of our plans for the second quarter of this year. We plan on hosting an L server in Jordan. We plan on hosting a MINOG meeting, which is the Middle East Network Operators Group in Jordan. And of course, most importantly, we have plans on hosting an ICANN meeting in Jordan. As many of you might know, Amman was supposed to host the meeting last June, but it was deferred due to the Arab Spring. Of course, there was nothing serious going on in Jordan. It's just that the ICANN community, well, some members of the ICANN community just found it that it wasn't in the best of their interest to fly into a troubled region. Of course, the next Asia-Pacific meeting is going to take place next April. And we have actually submitted a bid to host the Amman meeting. We hope we are successful on that one. And you're all welcome to Jordan. And that's it. Questions?
Questions for Fad? Oh, Leslie.
I had a question. You had a very significant increase in renewal rates.
Yeah.
What do you think caused that?
Okay, prior to the establishment of the office, there was no, follow-up from the finance department, and so no invoices were sent. Actually, when we started the sending out invoices, we realized that some domain names were active for the past 5 years, but they were not renewed, and they were not paid for. So we actually requested the registrants to pay for them. So actually, the follow-up, sending out financial invoices and then follow-up through telephone was the reason behind the increase in renewal rates. Thank you.
Stephen Derhick.as. Question, are you going to mirror your second levels in the IDN JO?
Okay, actually, there is this Arabic IDN script working group, and one of the outcomes of the working group is not to introduce second-level domain names in Arabic. As I said, the Arabic language is not an abbreviation-driven language. You have to write the term completely, so when you add second levels, the name tends to become larger. Yep. So, no, we won't be introducing that.
Any more questions for Fad? Okay, let's say thanks to Fad and to all our presenters for today. Now we will have the summary of the regional organizations. I will hand the chair to Carolina.